This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 26th of June, 1962. The title of this lecture is E-Meter Quality. This tape is 63 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, a little bit quivery, but I'll be all right. Okay, this is what?
26.
The 20 what?
26.
26. The devil it is. What planet? Oh, all right. I got it. That's coming up to present planet. This is the first lecture, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, 26 June, AD 12. Now, there are many things I could lecture you about this particular week, and probably will. But I think it's most important to give you some sort of a rundown. Did you get a bulletin today? This today's bulletin. Yes, HCLB June 25th, 1962. All crux of auditing today stems around the sensitivity of an E-meter, the expertness of its handling, the sensitivity of the E-meter. First thing I'd like to call your attention to is that. If the operator can't read one, why have an E-meter? And if the E-meter is no good, why have an operator? This is very much to the point. Now, we have HCLB June 28, 1962, oddly enough, on this 26th, because that's the Thursday bulletin going out. And it has to do with how to smooth out needles. Now, an E-meter needle can become rough. That doesn't mean it continuously goes buzz, 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 little patterns while the PC is on it. That means it goes tick and sweep and tick, tick, and buzz, 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 and then tick, and then sweep, and then buzz, and then tick, and then, you know. It is active. Now, the varying degrees of activity, of course, a gradient scale that run from a clean needle, which is to say, it acts when you speak the auditor. See? The needle reacts when the auditor speaks. Now, that is a clean needle. The rest of the time, it is doing exactly nothing. And that gradient runs up through one that goes occasionally tick and tock. Auditor didn't say a thing and the needle ticked. Now, a clean needle almost always reads only on an instant read. You don't get prior reads with a clean needle. Very seldom. It clicks right where it's supposed to click. Right at the last vowel or consonant in the statement said in the major thought. HCOB 25 May. A clean needle reads right. And then as the gradient scale of dirtiness is entered into and spiraled down, one of these needles that goes tick and tock without the auditor saying anything at all, it's twitchy, you know. You get prior reads on the thing. The guy is sort of segmentalized mentally. You say, have you ever been PDH'd by a cat? And it goes, have you? Blam! See? Ever been tick, tick, tick? PDH'd, bzz, 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 by a cat. Clock, 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 clock. You know, you can prove to anybody the cat PDH thing, you know. You can say to the fella, did you ever know a cat? The fella says, yeah, I had a cat once, his name was John Brown. And you say, aha, all right, this cat ever inflict pain drug hypnosis on you and give you an interspatial implantation? The fellow will say, no. You say, I'll prove it to you. Has the cat John Brown ever inflicted pain, drugging, and hypnotism upon you? It'll go click, click, boom, boom, thud, thud, boom, 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 thud. In fact, it'll read every place but the exact instant read. That'll be blank. Most auditors in the old days didn't bother with that missingness. So all sorts of wild tales could go around, including John Brown's The Cat. Now you check this over and you say, pain. It goes clank. You say, what about pain? Oh, guys, I don't like it. All right, thank you, thank you. Pain. Doesn't read. Drugs. Clang, 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 clang. You say, well, now, what about drugs? Oh, I don't like them. Do you ever give anybody drugs? Oh, yes. Well, well, now that you have, make me admit it, yes. All right, what about drugs? Doesn't read. You say, hypnotism. Ping, 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 ping. You say, you ever been hypnotized? No? You ever hypnotize anybody? Well, I tried to. Ping, 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 ping. You say, all right. What about hypnotism? Doesn't read. Needle can be smoothed out to a point just by taking these segments of it, you see. Can be smoothed out to a point where you can finally ask him if the cat has ever inflicted pain drug hypnosis on him, and of course it doesn't read. Of course, the cat never did inflict pain drug hypnosis on him, but he had a reaction to pain and a reaction to drugs and a reaction to hypnotism, and he'd have a reaction to John Brown the cat if he'd ever kicked John Brown the cat, see? So you could make an awful liar out of a meter. But remember, the only needle that you could make a liar out of is one that goes sort of hunt and punchy anyhow. It's pretty hard to make a liar out of a clean needle. You know, he falls on an instant read. I say, you ever been PDH'd by a cat? No reaction. The guy isn't edgy, you see. All right, the somewhat dirtier needle, you say, have you ever been PDH, clank, you know, you, been, PDH, clank, cat, no read, latent read, on something like ulp. The PC thought ulp or something. Now that's a not extraordinarily dirty needle, or a messy needle, or a mucked up needle, but it sure isn't a clean one. Now we go down into the nether regions a little bit further, and we get a needle that goes, little tiny rock slam, tick, tick, tick. Now this kind of a needle reacts often enough with enough different reactions that when you say something to the preclear, the reactions on the needle, the reactions that are there on the needle when you ask the question are so numerous that one of its actions coincides with your instant read. And you get equivocal questions all the time. You don't know whether the thing said yes or no. Because it's so active, it's got so many different things happening all the time, that quite often when you say, do you have a present time problem, why, the instant read might or might not be there, but you can't read it because the needle is already so twitchy and scrubby, you see. And you say, well, I'll have to ask the question again, or something like that, and hope that the moment you finish the sentence, do you have a present time problem, happens to be unused space. Get the idea. Sort of like trying to get in transatlantic telephone calls or something like that. Sometimes you can connect and sometimes you can't. All right. Now, that isn't the most extreme needle. The most extreme needle is in constant and continuous motion. I don't care whether the motion is tiny or large, but you would never be able to get an instant read on one. Never. Because it is just in motion. You don't know whether it's reading on the auditor, the PC, or the bank, or the electric light circuit. You haven't a clue what it's reading on, but it's just going tick tick tick. Where's there any blank space on this needle to squeeze an end of sentence into? See? There isn't. That needle is an impossible needle. Fortunately, smooths out on more elementary havingness, and is the only thing it'll smooth it out, because, of course, you can't find out what's wrong. You can't find out what's wrong with the PC because, of course, you can't read him on the meter. You could say, do you have a present time problem? Well, what would this be all about? It? Yeah, maybe he has, maybe he hasn't, maybe it's on the meter, maybe it isn't. But, of course, the meter isn't doing anything that has anything to do much with the session, but it's just in constant motion. Moves all the time, all the time, all the time, always moving. I've seen these, by the way, on various types of people. Now, it isn't necessarily true that the cleanliness or dirtylessness, or dirtyliness, I guess it is. The cleanliness and the dirtyliness, yes. finally figured that out. English is an interesting language. You know, English gets in our road all the time. You know, there isn't any word that combines he or she. And every once in a while, in trying to put auditing commands or wordings or something together, you run into this lack of, you've got a neuter pronoun, a masculine pronoun, and a feminine pronoun, see? And there is no pronoun which is both masculine and feminine, because you can't say it and mean he or she. Somebody'd be offended. They've worked it out in the farm country. It's or m. Depending on what farm country you're in, you know. I see 'em. You know. The difficulties of transmitting thoughts, of course, are from the major thought to the symbol, the recorded symbol, into a relay in somebody's mind into the thought again. That is what is happening. You are actually not recording he, she, it, been, does, or anything else directly on the reactive bank. It is not arriving in symbols. It's a symbolized form. That is why you can get a goal out of a PC that was originally expressed in Phoenician, and you can find it in English, which you yourself ought to think is rather peculiar when it comes right down to that. It's why you can audit a PC who speaks a different language. But of course, on a meter, which is registering thought, a constant agitation and a no registry of thought and a bunch of other things of this character give us an impossible needle. The dirtiest needle would be that one which was registering the least thought and generating the most thought. It's auto-generated reactive thought. And that is the dirtiest needle there is. Constantly generated thought, but it's auto-generated. In other words, you're watching a circuit go zip and zap, see? All right, the circuit gets to going, boomity-boomity-boomity-boomity-boom, and it's flipping from one part of the bank to the other part of the bank and taking shortcuts through the middle of the bank and around the edges of the bank and wrapping itself around other demon circuits and curtains and occlusions and all that sort of thing. That's what you see happening on the dial. That needle is just going bzz, 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 click, thud, tick, bzz. Well, how are you going to get a thought in edgewise? You know, most people have a hard time getting a word in edgewise with somebody who talks too much. Well, it's the auditor trying to get a thought in edgewise into a reactive bank that is buzzing too much. It's doing its own thunk-thunk, see? It draws its reactions and re-stimulations from itself continuously. The auditor has no impingement on this bank. The bank itself is running at a high rate of auto-generation. Probably a bird lighting on the window ledge would have more effect on this bank than the auditor screaming at the PC. It's a problem in communication. It's also a problem in electronics. But that is basically the dirtiest needle there is. It's in constant motion. But along with that, you get the fact that that person's mind is auto-generating restimulations. Its restimulations are quite often not from the exterior environment at all. There aren't even associative restimulators in the exterior environment. This person is totally introverted, and he is just auto-generating restimulation. You see, he thinks of a cat, and then a circuit thinks of another cat, and another circuit then regenerated thinks of a tiger, and another circuit regenerated then thinks of tank cars. For some reason or other, circuits are not quite sane, you see, which makes another circuit think of milk. Now you've had it. Cats give him a mushy taste in his mouth. But there isn't any cat in the environment. Nobody said cat. He didn't read cat. Nobody mentioned them. There weren't any cats around. Where'd the cat come from? Well, that's just an auto-generating circuit of some kind or another. It just pushes up an image at random. He's had sufficient re-stimulation in the past to last him all the rest of the millennia. See, he had the warehouses full. Now, of course, if you went out extensionally enough, you would find out that that morning when he got up, he was thinking about ice cream. And that is how it all has been happening ever since. Well, how was he thinking about ice cream? Well, he dreamed a dream about ice cream. And having dreamed a dream about ice cream, that's enough. Why did he dream the dream about ice cream? Well, he was short on B1. There's nothing around here to re-stimulate ice cream except something on the extreme track. Well, this guy's all the way on the back track. Get the idea? See, and the re-stimulators are on the back track, and the physical universe doesn't exist. So you get the needle going, bzz, 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 tick, 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 bzz, tick, 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 you know. Now, oddly enough, there's a worse situation than that. Now, you say, that's impossible. No, no, there's a worse one than that. It's called a stage 4 needle. It is the same re-stimulation going on all the time. This doesn't even change its mind. And the needle goes up, 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 and it sticks and frees itself and falls. And then it goes up, 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 and sticks and frees itself and falls. And goes up, 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 and sticks and frees itself and falls. And you know, you can't get a reaction on that as an auditor. You can't get a reaction out of the PC by even kicking him in the shins. It's been tried. Guy with a stage 4 needle. He's stuck in one totally insulated channel. He doesn't even get cross re-stimulations, don't you see? Nothing is going on, really, except this one thought is probably going through all the time. You ever see that newspaper electric sign up on Times Square? There it runs round and round and round. Just imagine that thing has one line on it. You are a good boy, see? And it goes round and round the building, you see. You are a good boy. You are a good boy. You are a good boy. Well, that is actually nuttier than somebody's thinking two or three thoughts, don't you think? You are a good boy. You are a good boy. And he is a PC, or is a person. Actually, he's way back below Hyde reading this sign. And you'll get it on the meter. The sign is on the meter. And it goes up, 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 stick, fall. Up, 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 stick, fall. Nothing varies it. Now, there's such a thing as a reverse stage 4, God help us, which is Down, 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 down. Stick, swoop. Down, 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 down. Stick, swoop. And it just goes on like that, on like that, on like that, on like that. That's all that's happening. We didn't know the reverse four existed, except we found one. It had been branded a free needle. Somebody asks you sometime, what is the pattern of a free needle? Shoot him for me, will you? Yeah, because the regularity of this swoop down and the rapidity of recovery, which was going on and on and on and on and on, where everybody thought the person must be have a free needle. A free needle is nothing if not free. And it has no pattern. It just floats. And it doesn't go up and then go down. And it doesn't go down and then go up. Reverse stage four. Well, now those are fixed situations. That's a fixed thought. Now the fellow is can't even be in a confusion, see? You are a good boy. You are a good boy. You are a good boy. The Herald Tribune now brings you the news. You are a good boy. You are a good boy. One thought. And that thing will play out. I don't know how many trillennia that will play out before it wears out, but I think it's been a long time. All right. Now there's another condition. These are chronic case conditions, what I'm giving you. There's a condition of a needle that doesn't move and doesn't react. You can fortunately, that has been gotten around by your meter. So we don't much have to comment on the case, because you can check sensitivity up to 16. You can get some reaction out of this boy. But theoretically, there could be a case that couldn't be sensitized into a read. I have not seen one. I've seen one that on the old Matheson was a totally motionless non-reading needle, but not the Mark IV. Now, that's a theoretical thing, and that would be the same low scale of reaction. Or just be stuck in a ridge. He wouldn't even have, you are a good boy, you are a good boy. It would just be the why of you as it comes around the corner of the building is just stuck there forever. He doesn't want the rest of it to come around. He's got it stopped. He's afraid of what it might read. It's just all shut down. Now these are conditions that you will run into, just a general sort of a basket load summary of conditions, of meter conditions that you'll run into. I've not said anything complicated like the sensitivity knob can be adjusted and you can do this and you can do that and you can do the other things, recover these things. But anything that, that's all I want to drive home to you, anything that isn't a clean needle isn't all right. This is a big point I'm trying to make with you here. I talked to you sort of randomly about this, and you all knew this right up until this point. But the lightning is about to strike, so brace yourself. This you might not have noticed or coordinated with all this. The only reason you are running CCHs, prep checking, having this, any of these things, putting rudiments in, the only reason you are doing this is to get a clean needle. And if you got a clean needle, what are you doing it for? Now you see, from this point on, you can never come around and say, well, you said to. Say to me. You got this. I see no lightning struck with it. Is this a new thought? Is this kind of a new thought? Well, the only reason, that's with exclamation points. The only reason that you are running rudiments, havingness, prep checking, or anything as a preparatory step is the relative dirtiness of a needle. That's all you're trying to do is clean that needle. And when the needle is clean, what you doing? Well, what are you doing now? You're doing exactly nothing. There's absolutely no point in it. I don't care how fast this needle is traveling in sweeps back and forth and how much trouble you're having adjusting the tone arm, trying to keep the needle somewhere on the dial. That has nothing to do with its dirtiness, you see. When it clicks is when it instant reads. It's the only time it clicks. That's a clean needle. Okay. You say, do you have a present time problem? Click. Yeah, he's got a present time problem. It didn't click on present, and it didn't click afterwards, and you could actually sit there for a minute. And nothing would happen with the needle. Just nothing would happen. It would just... Well, it could be falling and rising because of the breathing of the PC or something like that. It could be going over here and hitting the pin, and you'd have to adjust it one way or the other, sensitivity 60. But there are no sudden little jerks or burrs or reverse courses. It doesn't rise and then turn around and go the opposite direction with a sudden hitch and that sort of thing. It's just there. It reads when you say so. That's a clean needle. And man, if you got a clean needle in the PC, or you keep the PC in model session, you keep your middle rudiments in. You can do 3GA like that, man. There's just nothing to it. There isn't any reason to continue doing anything with the PC beyond the point of clean needle, preparatory to a goals assessment. In fact, you've taken your life in your hands doing so, because you might drop the E-meter on his head or something happen, and you wouldn't get another good chance at a goals assessment, should you? You're cleaning up the needle. Now, let's go into what is the best operation to clean up a needle. Well, in Fish and Fumble, I have cleaned up some needles quite markedly at one time or another, and hit the middles of circuits and done a lot of other things. But by and large, the best method, the very best method I know of for getting a clean needle on a PC is to put the PC into a state of confidence. Confidence equals predictability, as per an earlier lecture. Predictability, confidence. The PC can predict what's going on. The PC will become confident. Therefore, you do a very predictable session. And you pull some of this and some of that and something else. Doesn't matter whether you're prep checking or rudiments and havingness or something like that. But that isn't important. What you are doing in the session isn't important compared to being predictable. It must be very predictable. First session, PC didn't know what was going to happen. Second session, he's got some kind of an idea. He knows you're not going to bust down in the middle of it. Third session, PC's got it taped. His nervousness vanishes. His rudiments have been put in three times. He's had some havingness, some prep checking, or something else run. It's all predictable as far as he's concerned. You're a predictable auditor. And from that point on, with one slight reservation, which I will go into in a moment, your PC's needle should just get cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. Now, it is a mistake in most cases to try to sort out the bzzz and the ticks and the talks and the prior reads and so forth. And it is definitely a mistake on a case which is going bzzz all the time. A total unreadable needle. A complete, utter bottom rung of a dirty needle. Total agitation continuously. You, of course, have no choice about such a case. This case cannot get the rudiments, have the rudiments put in. What are you going to do? What are you going to pick out of this garbage can and straighten up? It's all garbage. The only thing you're going to get out of the garbage can is garbage. And it's an awfully deep garbage can. Unfortunately, this person needs most 3GA. And this case cannot possibly have 3GA run on it. What is wrong with the case is the case has changed his purpose line, or the case's purpose line, basic purpose, has been too often shifted, which of course gives us all sorts of conflicts. Everything is alteris and conflicts and that sort of thing. There isn't much you can do with that case, short of CCHs. But the CCHs would have to be very gently run, and you wouldn't be able to run the CCHs in model session, because of course you can't get the rudiments in. So you handle that case very gently, very easily, and terribly, 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 terribly predictably. You don't do anything odd or peculiar. The rule is, the worse off the case is, the less random you get. That is the colossal blunder made by the alleged psychiatrist on this particular, what planet did you say this was? The Krugers and other people who have no credentials to practice in the field of the human mind. They shouldn't. They really, people should realize they have no credentials to practice. We've never given them a certificate, have we? Well, therefore, the man is practicing without credentials. And you know what forfeits their credentials? Because the crazier the patient, the crazier the treatment. All they do is Q&A with the patient. The only possible chance that those patients have of getting well is total predictability. Now, they all know this, and their manuals are full of this, that people who are not treated get out of the insane asylum weeks ahead of people who are treated. And they all know this, so they go on treating them. Somebody ever dumped on your head 100,000 loonies? Somebody might, you know. Said, here, well, heal them up. The state's tired of spending £80,000 per minute per psychiatrist on these people. About the only thing you could do is find the quietest abandoned army camp you could possibly find. And get the quietest possible attendance you could possibly find. And spread these people out so they can't annoy each other. And just let them have the predictability that the next couple of minutes will be quiet. Just work on that as a predictability. Not even telling them so, you see. And then you should have some motionless figures around that they can look at and that will be there tomorrow. And then just don't change anything. Change nothing. And you know an awful lot of them would go sane. You, by the way, permit no mail to enter this area. You keep the phone lines beautifully cut. The worst off ones will worry about their families for the first month or so, you see, and then they forget them. It's about time they did. And you would probably produce the highest ratio of de-insanitizing that anybody had ever produced on this planet. Just practice restraint, boys and girls. Just don't do anything. Beyond that, just let them be. Let them exist. Let them sit around and look at a rock. If I had no boulders in the vicinity, I'd import some and put them on pedestals. You walk down this street, you find an awful lot of seats sitting around a boulder. The boulder's on a pedestal. You'd find an awful lot of these people sitting there looking at them. But what's wonderful about it, it's going to be there tomorrow. That's what they finally start marveling about. And you have entered some predictability into the situation. Food, rest, predictability is actually the only treatment anybody has any business giving the thoroughly insane. And no business giving them any other treatment. You actually had no business auditing these people. In the first place, their auditing environment is liable to be too unpredictable, and they'll make it unpredictable enough, man. Remember, they're a total bundle of alteries. So their whole impulse is toward change, toward randomness. Their alteries from the word go. All right, you're going to do something about it. Why, let the confusion blow off. See? Give them a stable datum of some kind, let the confusion blow off, and they'll be all right from there on. Because let me assure you of something. The number of those needles on the actually insane that you're going to get to read are so slight, they're going to be very few. Most of the insane, I haven't had very many insane on a meter, but their needles are in constant motion, those that I have had on a meter. Now, that doesn't mean that an index of insanity is a constantly moving or totally stuck needle. That is not true either. Because you as an auditor, by sticking your foot in your mouth, often and repeatedly in model session, can set a PC, and this comes the rest of this horrible lecture, you can take almost anybody and put ticks and tocks and burrs and bzzz on their needle. All you got to do is don't get the rudiments clean. Let that be your motto, and the needle will depart further and further and further from a clean needle and become more and more and more a dirty needle. And the way you would do that is be unpredictable in a session. Forget to put the goals in, you know, and forget to do this and do that. And don't clean up a rudiment. And all of a sudden change your mind in the body of the session and decide to prep check when you were going to run havingness. But no more and start to do that than start to go into fish and fumble, you see. Yeah, just keep that up. Keep that up. Just audit left-footedly, routinely, continuously, and you could take a very clean needle and in very short order, in a week or two, you'd have the thing going bzzz, 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 bzzz. The guy'd sort of feel like he was nuts, too. An auditor auditing badly can dirty a needle up. This doesn't say that he is driving somebody insane. The needle does not give an index of sanity or insanity, because this is the other side of that horrible picture. You could probably, in your 100,000 insane people, find quite a few of them with perfectly clean needles. Now you could set them down and get a list of goals, find their goal, and list them on out to clear. Because remember, insanity is a specialized condition. It is merely the sensation of having to reach and not being able to. You can always turn on the sensation of insanity on somebody by saying, get the idea that you must reach, but you can't reach, and you must withdraw, but you can't withdraw. If you can get him to get the first pair, and then get him to get the second pair too, for a second he'll feel like he's stark, staring mad. Insanity is more a sensation than anything else. As close as you can get to this sensation is getting a total unpredictability. Now you can almost produce the same thing. Doesn't work well. Oh, I don't know, get in the army sometime. Get in the army. That'd be a good approximation of it. And you go out on the notice board and says, all troops will report. See, all troops will report at 8 o'clock, and this is crossed out, and at 6 o'clock, and then somebody blows a bugle, and it's 5:30, and you were supposed to have been on the move an hour ago, and somebody stops you and says, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to leave until noon. You keep this up long enough, and you get yourself some interesting states of mind. The thing guys probably do is say, oh, to hell with it, doesn't matter, and so forth, and we're apathetic, and all that kind of thing. But they're approaching the same thing. And after somebody had been subjected to that treatment for a while, let's say their needle was clean, well, their needle would tend to get dirty. Get the difference? Now, the same guy, you set him down on the beach, and you tell him, all right, now you keep watch out to sea. We don't expect anything to come. We don't expect anything to happen, but you just keep a watch out there. And go away and forget him for about 3 weeks, and let no sergeants near him, or any evil things like that, and come back and put him on the meter, and he'd be reading a clean needle. He could predict, you see. He knows he's going to be sitting on the beach tomorrow, too. He has a certain amount of havingness, which is your other clue to all this. Now, running havingness tends to key out circuits. And you notice I always use this word tends to. I don't say that will key out circuits, always, because that's not necessarily true. Because sometimes circuits in the process of keying out go through the PC. All kinds of interesting things occur on mental masses. But havingness tends to key out circuits, and predictability tends to key out circuits and smooth out needles and so forth. So let us take the gross values. Predictability on the part of the auditor and havingness on the environment. All right, if you combine those two things, an auditor would be running a smooth, easy, gentle string of CCHs. He runs these various drills, and he makes nothing complicated about it, and he's very easy about the thing, and he's very pleasant about it all, and everything goes along fine. And what do you know? Some circuits start keying out, and the guy's predictability comes up, and here we go. And you notice all of a sudden that you're getting yourself a cleaner needle. Now, if you're not getting a cleaner needle on this character, doing the CCHs only, either you are not being predictable, or this person needs to confide in you. So you've got the other side of the coin, which is prep checking. Frankly, prep checking is a very high-scale mate for the CCHs. If you were being more factual, you'd run the rudiments and having the session along with the CCHs. And you get in the rudiments and do the havingness, and then you would do CCHs. And it'd be my recommendation that if you were bucked into somebody who was really, really a rough needle and things were pretty grim. Just rough needle is good enough. You don't have to say how bad the case is and so on. And this needle was awful hard to straighten out. Stop getting sextraordinary. Don't be a psychiatrist. If you're not having any luck straightening out a very dirty, rough, mean needle, and you've audited the PC for a while, I'm talking about 4 or 5 sessions now, of whatever you're doing on the PC, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse, well, you're just up to too high a level of randomity for the PC. Let's not say what's wrong with his mind. Just beyond this point of the havingness and the predictability is above this PC's ceiling. All right, let's say, I'll give you a good example of this. You're running CCHs and prep checking on somebody, and the needle was getting rougher. It'd be pretty hard to imagine how this was happening, but let's say you run into something like this. I drop the CCHs back to a model session and having this. And I would make sure that in the CCHs, I cut out any complicated action of any kind. Don't wind books around your head and bang the PC in the chest with them four times, that sort of thing. No, just pick up the book and turn it around and hand it to the PC until he can do it. In other words, the dirtier the needle, the simpler you get. There is your direction of change. Now, when should you make up your mind that you should change into a simpler thing? After about 3 sessions. Now, if you're doing a good, interesting session, you're doing a nice session that's very predictable and that sort of thing, the weapons in your hands are sufficiently good that they should start smoothing the needle out, doing CCHs the way you're doing them, doing prep checking. And you should start getting the things pretty smooth. This should start looking easy to you. And the needle starts to look better and that sort of thing. You find out you get this chain up and that chain up. Because now I'm not kidding you, that getting the chains released and that sort of thing assists this condition, providing you... You do get the whole chain, see, and you do a good, thorough job of it. An hour of thorough auditing, you know, is worth 1,000 hours of clumsy auditing any day of the week. So anyway, your concentration is in the direction of a clean needle. And if this is not appearing, the thing to do is to get simpler, to get more basic, not more heroic. Now, if a needle is getting dirtier as you audit the PC, suspect the following. At once, suspect the following. In this order, suspect the meter. It isn't getting the rudiments in. Rudiments are out, and the meter is not reading them. Suspect the meter. There's something wrong with the meter. We're assuming, of course, that you know how to audit and read a meter, and that you are doing a standard job of model session, and you're doing the best job you know how, and those rudiments, as far as you can see, are cleaner and clean. Well, don't be so baffled. First suspect is the meter. You may have a disconnection in your leads, A-meter lead. Your battery may be down. Or the meter might actually have a mechanical fault in it. Suspect the meter and check it out from one end to the other. Make sure that meter is okay. Now, supposing that you were stuck. We assume you're trained, you know how to do this, and you're going to clean up your middle roots and model session rudiments and so on. And this needle's getting dirtier. And you're sitting out there in West Keokuk. Well, that's worse than being in Keokuk. That's being in West Keokuk. And you're a long way from another meter. There is something you can do. You will notice this is occurring. Whenever you ask a rudiment and you get a clean needle, the PC had an answer for you. And it will run
up as many missed width holes as you have rudiments. This is the liability, by the way, of a bad meter, a bunged up meter, or something of the sort. Sounds grim, doesn't it? I see some of your hair standing on end. Now, listen, I'll go over this test. This is a very important point of this lecture. Very important point. Your meter is not doing well. I'm going to get you a meter standardizer, and I'll get a little thing built you can get for a few pounds, and it'll tell you whether your meter is smoking the proper petrol and so forth. You know, like these motor and analyzers. I already designed it. The letter went out today. I mean, it's everything. We're going to get one of these things shortly. But in spite of that, not even one of those may be available, you see. I mean, you may be in the south part of Westkill. And you make this test. And you say to the PC, do you have a present time problem? You see your meter is clean. Now you say to the PC, is there anything you wanted to say about that? And the PC said, yes. So and 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 so. Well, running a rudiment that way, that's the type of response you get. Well, let's start in the beginning of the thing, you see. Look around here and tell me, sorry, I taught it in this room, see? That type of rudiment. Clean, see? And you say to the PC, is there anything you thought of to tell me about this? PC says, yes, I can't stand green wallpaper. You say, all right, thank you. Go on to your next rudiment. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? That's clean. Or he says something, and you check it again. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? It's clean. Now you've cleaned it up, see? When you got it clean, say to your PC, well, was there something you thought of after that last question there that you wanted to tell me? And the PC says, this one too, see? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, it's so-and-so and so-and-so and such and such and such and such. And I have grave reservations in discussing reincarnation with you because you look so reincarnated to me. Now you say, person, since the last time I audited you, have you done anything you are withholding? You get a read, you clean it, usual way. And then you ask him again, since the last time I audited you, have you done anything you are withholding? See, your meter's clean. You say, well, is there anything you thought of then to say to me? And the PC says, yes, and yes, and yes, and I did this, and I did that, and so forth, and I thought of saying this to you too. You say, well, thank you very much. And then, do you have a present time problem? And it falls, and you get the problem and all that sort of thing, or it doesn't fall, doesn't matter. Take it up the clean needle and say, well, now, did you think of anything else you wanted to tell me? And the PC says, and so-and-so. Well, listen, don't think that you just got a gabby PC. Your meter isn't registering on that PC as far south as you've got to go to get the rudiments in. You follow? In other words, your meter doesn't go as far south as you got to go to get the rudiments in. So even though the meter you're using is clean, you're auditing a PC with the rudiments out. And that is the only thing that'll dirty up a needle. Prep checking without cleaning up the what questions. You understand? Stacking up the missed width holes in all directions here. Of course, you're auditing with the rudiments out. And you're auditing with a whole big stack of missed width holes. So it merely means that your meter isn't reaching as deeply as the PC can reach into his own reactive bank. In other words, you can audit with an insensitive meter. You're almost taking your life in your hands. But you can take the curse of it off if you find this sort of thing is occurring and you're in the south part of West Keokuk, on the other side of the railroad track. You can add this additional caper, this little additional action. Because when you do add that addition, the only reason you add it is because when you do add it, you find out consistently that the PC has always had another missed withhold, has always had another problem. They were not registering on your meter. That means your meter is being insufficiently sensitive for that PC. There's a limit to which a meter can go. It may even be that you can find a PC that just doesn't register on meters worth a nickel. And it may be that when PCs get very close to clear, they're not banging enough read on the meter to get the rudiment in when it's out. Some interesting things could happen here, don't you see? Completely aside from the fact that you've dropped the meter and it's gone down the steps, striking every fifth one with great regularity. Some other oddities happen here, so we won't bother with the oddity. We'll merely say the meter isn't reaching as deep as the PC is reaching. Now, it isn't necessarily true that every PC has a withhold just because he wanted to say something else. You put him on a drill like this, he's liable to start dreaming up things to say to you just to be accommodating. The answer is how comfortable is this PC after a session is over? Is this PC really relaxed at the end of a session? Does PC really feel fine as silk at the end of the session? Well, here's the 18-inch gun on the thing. A PC, after a session, where the rudiments are unobservably, but actually out, feels as roughed up as a violin being used for a canoe paddle. And a PC who has finished a session where the rudiments were well, thoroughly in, feels like a cat that's just been fed fish. He feels sleek. He feels smooth. Big difference. If your PC doesn't feel very smooth at the end of a session, there's only one reason why. The what questions, the rudiments, are not clean. If those things are clean all the way down, the PC feels wonderful. Now, there's a certain point of tolerance, but it's not very great. Now, if your meter, here's another point, if your meter is never detecting, and your meter never detects anything reactive on the PC, it isn't sensitive enough. The PC never has to think, and you never have to say there, what's that, you see, that. Oh, he says, oh, yeah. But if your meter is clearing every time on this basis, do you have present time problem? Oh, yes, I meant to go for a ride last night with two boys and I didn't. And now I don't know whether I should have or not. And you say, thank you. I'll check that on the meter. Do you have a present time problem? And it reads, and the PC says, I'm rather uncomfortable in this chair. And you say, thank you. Do you have a present time problem? That's clean. And so forth. You never had to stir the PC's attention. He knew all about these problems. Quite interesting. PCs often do know all about these problems, but they knew about those analytically. What are you using the e-meter for? This PC actually isn't reading the deeper problem. Actually, if you said then to the PC, it clean, see, and you ran this other drill I was giving you for when you think your meter is running far, far too shallow, you say, is there anything else you thought of to say to me? You see, something like that. No, I, I just had a feeling like it isn't quite all right. I don't quite know what it is. Oh, well, yes, I just realized I'm thirsty. You say, all right, well, thank you. The meter didn't go as shallow, you see. It went too shallow. It didn't go down as far as the PC goes. It's something like finding the bottom out in the middle of the ocean with a short piece of string, you see. You never get anywhere near the bottom. Now, this condition can exist when your meter is out of whack, when it's insufficiently sensitive, batteries down, something like that, and possibly could exist on some PC as he's moving forward toward clear. You may hit bottom as far as the meter is concerned, but that isn't bottom. See? And you may have to introduce this other drill, which is clean it up thoroughly on the meter and then ask the PC if there's anything else. Got that? It's just as a standard drill. Doesn't matter whether you're prep checking or anything else. Oddly enough, you're still going to get the readings adequate for goals. Still adequate for goals. You can read goals that way and so forth. But there's the story of meters. A meter out of whack early on in auditing, or a PC who finally suddenly gets clear enough to know more about his reactive bank than the meter does. You won't get registries on the reactive bank if the PC will know all about it. Okay. Go ahead and use your meter. But you have to append the additional magic phrase. Got the idea? And this other one, I want you to learn this real well and get a good subjective reality on it. Run a PC with the rudiments only partially in, you know, and the PC winds up rough. Run a session with the rudiments very thoroughly in, the PC winds up very smooth. The other datum is, if you've got a dirty needle on a PC, use the most predictable things you know how to do. And do those things very gently without any vast changes of pace or anything like that. Get predictable with this PC, you'll see that needle start straightening out. Why is the needle dirty? The needle is dirty because the circuits are pulled in. Why are the circuits pulled in? Because the PC is way back on the track and very low in havingness. How do you get the circuits off the PC? You pull the PC out of the circuits and up toward present time by running extraversion type processes. And by raising the PC's havingness to key these circuits out and so forth. The worse you audit the PC, the less his havingness is going to be, the more the key you're going to get circuits keyed in, so therefore the dirtier needle you're going to get. Those are the mechanics of the thing, and the only reason you're cleaning up a needle is so you can do 3GA. You got it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.